And the one kind of brainstorm that I always teach my students in the Rockstar Recruitment course is we do this thing called the blessings of the business. And so I would make a list of the blessings of the business. So for example, you know, the first time that I was able to go to the grocery store and swipe my debit card and not have to count up everything in my cart before I checked out to make sure I didn't overdraft the account, I skipped out of the grocery store. I was so excited and I snapped a selfie of myself with my groceries in the trunk of the car. And I turned that into a social media post. And it was one of those moments where that was such a blessing in my life.
Hello, and welcome to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcast that only leave you feeling motivated in just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast today. And I have my friend Melanie here with me today. When I say I have a rock star on the show today, you guys, she is a freaking rock star. She built an incredible network marketing business, a network marketing team to the number one spot in her entire company, her entire organization. And we are going to riff on all of those things today, all sales, marketing, recruitment, team building, all of that. But before we dive in, Melanie, tell my audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm excited to be here with you.
I'm excited to have you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So I have been in network marketing for 12 years. So I have been around for a very long time, but my background actually is not in sales. It is not in marketing. I have an undergrad degree in psychology. I have a master's degree in special education. Mm-hmm. And my dream in life was to be a stay-at-home mom. And when I met my now husband, Matt, that was all I talked about was I was going to work. I was going to have a career. But as soon as we had babies, I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. And we actually planned our entire life around that. Mm-hmm. And whenever we did get to the point where I could step away fully from my job, I didn't like it. And so I really struggled with this stay-at-home mom life and not having a career and not contributing, but I also really wanted to be home with my babies. And so that's really where network marketing came into play. Mm-hmm. And was kind of the beginning point to my journey was about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I talk about this a lot on the show. You know, I dabble a little bit into network marketing, not obviously to the degree that you're at, but I always believe that it's not a matter of if something happens, it's a matter of when something happens in your life. And it's so important to have that residual income coming in. And I first just want to talk about, like, why do you believe in network marketing so much, in affiliate marketing so much?
Well, the reason I believe in it so much is because I really fell in love with the products first. Mm-hmm. And I started using, and I was in the health and fitness industry. I started using the products and I physically was seeing my body transform. And I was falling in love with the support system that the company provided. So I had this natural backing, just like an affiliate would. When you love a product, you love shampoo, you go tell everybody about how amazing it makes your hair feel. And then as I started to see the stories of other people that were creating an income through the network marketing opportunity, I started to get curious about it. And I started to say, well, if they can do it, so can I. And I would listen to their stories, and every single person was normal. They were average. They didn't have some incredible following or huge, you know, background in sales and marketing. They were just normal people that they had a challenge that they were facing, and they had grit and determination. And because they followed the process of X, Y, and Z, were able to create significant wealth for their family. And so that was really what intrigued me most, was if they can do it, so can I. Mm-hmm. And over that first 24 months of my business, I really put my head down and I did exactly what they told me, and the income started to happen. And
24 months, you said. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't a week. It wasn't a month. 24 months, you guys. I want you to hear that. It was, she said that quietly, but 24 months, you put your head down and did the work.
Yes, 24 months with a spouse that really wasn't supportive, that thought what I was doing was a scam and that people really aren't successful at this. And I was kind of doing this in the middle of nap time or early mornings or late at night. And I was met with a lot of rejection along the way. But I knew that that was normal because I was constantly listening to stories of other people.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, okay, I get it. This is part of the process and I'll stick with it. And because I just kept pushing myself out of my comfort zone, I kept seeing my income grow. And so through my action, my belief was built. And mm-hmm. I think that's important. So that's really, because I did it, I was living proof that it actually worked. That's why I believe in it so much.
Yeah. I love that so much. And I think you said something else that I really want to touch on is, you know, a lot of these people who are at the top of their company, you know, you, my good friend, Brooke Thomas, you know, Elizabeth Benton, I've had a lot of people on the show that are top network marketers. And yeah, you can look at them today and they have huge followings, or they have huge podcasts, or they've been on stages all across the world. Right. But like when you started this, one of the things you said to me is like, you had like 75 Facebook friends. So while it looks now like you had this big audience, you didn't mm-hmm. have that prior, correct?
No, I did not. I didn't have an Instagram account at all. The only thing I used my Facebook account for was posting updates of like when the boys' birthdays were, or anniversaries or vacations. So the idea of using my Facebook for marketing was completely foreign to me. So I really had to learn all of those skills mm-hmm. from the very beginning. And it was really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys, you know, she said it again, like she put in the work, she put her head down for 2 years. It was uncomfortable because I know I have a lot of network marketers that listen to this podcast. We have a lot of social sellers, and I'm calling you out right now because you're probably not doing the uncomfortable work. You're probably not doing the things that actually takes it, like the grit and the hard work. And I think that is a huge part. And I've said this many times on the show. That's why I have not been successful in network marketing, because I have not been willing for mm-hmm. 1 year, 18 months, 2 years, 2.5 years to go 100% all in and put all of my focus into that. That's kind of why I've said a million times, like, I dabble in network marketing, I make some money here and there, but in order to really grow this, like, it is head down doing the work.
It is. And it's head down doing the work. And I always say it's like a short period of time. So if mm-hmm. you can go hard and you can stay focused and you can be a constant student who is able to really become good at the craft, right? Yeah. So you have to master the craft of telling your story. You have to master the craft of having conversations, and a lot of them positioning yourself as somebody who can help other people. But if you're willing to do that and be a student for, again, like 18 to 24 months, what ultimately begins to happen is at the beginning, you put in a lot of work for a little bit of money, but then all of a sudden you start to see the momentum shift. And it's like, okay, I'm doing the same amount of work, but now I'm making 10 times the amount of money. Mm-hmm. And now I can take a family vacation and I'm still getting paid, and I'm not having to just focus on sales all the time because now I have a team. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that I wanted that next level. And I know that not everybody does. They're happy with just the customer sales. But for me, I really wanted the team, the camaraderie, but also the residual income that went along with it. So I think it depends on your goals and what you ultimately want. And for me, I was like, I want to go big. I'm going to go big and I'm going to go home. And that's just the way that I also operate as a human being in everything that I do.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, I'm in a mastermind with Melanie and I can tell you that like, I knew that from the minute I met her, I was like, oh, this girl's not here to play small. She's here to, you know, go big or go home. So I can definitely attest. I mean, I don't know you from the network marketing side, but definitely from this side, I can definitely see that in the personality quality. Now, you have over 30,000 people on your downline, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's not a small team, right? I know some of you guys listening to this podcast might have like, I mean, I think I have like 13 people on my downline, okay? Yeah. You have 30,000 people. So how does one even begin? Because I know that one thing you are incredible at, which we're going to talk about, is being a rock star recruiter. So how do you start to even build a team like that?
It starts at the very beginning. It doesn't start when you make $500 a week or $1,000 a week, or when you're, you know, a leader in your company based off of the rank that you have. It literally starts the minute you sign up. And what I realized early on was that I can make commissions, but I can also start to build what we call team cycle bonus or matching bonus or group volume. Every company calls it something different. And so when I realized the power of that, I was like, okay, I have to find other women who want to create an income also. And the only way I'm going to find them is if I start talking about what I'm doing. And the one kind of brainstorm that I always teach my students in the Rockstar Recruitment course is we do this thing called the blessings of the business. And so I would make a list of the blessings of the business. So for example, you know, the first time that I was able to go to the grocery store and swipe my debit card and not have to count up everything in my cart before I checked out to make sure I didn't overdraft the account, I skipped out of the grocery store. I was so excited. And I snapped a selfie of myself with my groceries in the trunk of the car. And I turned that into a social media post. And it was one of those moments where that was such a blessing in my life that this income had allowed us to not have to argue about overdrafting the account. And so I went from that to I helped somebody achieve their health and fitness goals and actually posting about how I was sitting at the kitchen table and the boys were eating their breakfast and I was on my computer and I snapped a selfie with all of us at the kitchen table and me with my laptop and talking about how I didn't have to put the kids in daycare and I was helping people achieve their goals and I was creating an income and I was present with my family. And so that was another seed planted to somebody that was scrolling my social media. And so I just kept talking about all the blessings that the business was bringing to my life. And that slowly started to create curiosity. And I was paying attention to the women that were liking my post or the women that were engaging with it or leaving a comment. And I was also at the same time actively out there, both in real life, in my mom's groups and neighborhood groups that I was in, but also on social media, I was looking for other driven women. I was looking for other women that maybe were looking for some additional income. They had talked about wanting a full-time job or wanting a job, you know, outside of being a stay-at-home mom. And so I started to just build these relationships. And over time, the more I talked about it, the more my blessings of the business grew and they got larger and larger as I accomplished more goals. Women just were coming to me because I had inspired them. They'd watched the story and they wanted to be a part of it too. And it was this energy, this magnetic energy that people were attracted to because I believed in with every bone in my body that I was going to figure it out and I was going to be successful.
Yeah. And I think a couple of things that you said, one is like, you were not afraid to talk about the business side, which I see so often with the women that I work with in the network marketing and in social selling space. It's like, they'll talk about the shampoo, the kombucha, the lipstick, all of those things all the time. And they're making a great income, but they are so nervous to talk about the business. And it's like, but the business is actually like the blessing, like you said. So why is that the thing you're so nervous to talk about? And I'm assuming that's a huge mindset shift for them.
Yeah, it is. Because most people think I'm not far enough along, or they're actually looking at the other women that are maybe top leaders in the company. And they're talking about the big trips that they're taking and the private planes and the, you know, so they're talking about the big wins. And so all of a sudden everybody else shrinks themselves down and says, well, my wins aren't good enough. Yeah. And I know that when anytime I share those wins, those small wins, that's what resonates with people the most, right? Because that's where most of your audience is. And also, you have to remind yourself that your friends, your family, your followers, they don't know all the top people in the, like, they know you and they're watching you. So you just have to remember, you've got to tell your story because it's inspiring somebody else to say yes or to just start. And so if you can get out of your own, out of that mindset and to say, like, I'm exactly where I am. Every single top leader started with zero team members, with $0 being deposited in their bank account. And they had to do these really uncomfortable things, mm-hmm. like shouting themselves out and tooting their horn when they do have a win. So you do have to remind yourself that it is these daily acts of courage that build over time to actually create a large organization. It mm-hmm. isn't that I just whoopsied myself there, or I just became an eloquent speaker, a presenter. It was a lot of practice and a lot of taking imperfect action over time.
And it's been what, 12 years now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been 12 years. How long did it take you
from start to get to the top of the company, to the number one person in the company? How long did it take you?
4 years.
4 years. So you guys, it was 4 years that it took her to get there. And I'm sure the majority of you guys listening to this podcast right now are not looking to claim the top spot in your network marketing company. You're looking to make an extra $5,000, $10,000, maybe $30,000 a month. So again, remember, not everyone has those goals, right? Like, I never want to be a speaker on stage. I never want the attention on me. I never, ever have a desire to be the top person in my network marketing company, but a couple $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 is helpful for my family. So use this for where it means for you as well.
Mm-hmm. And you can get to, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month in additional income by having customers in your network marketing business. Or you can say, okay, I can have a solid customer base, but if I just find one or two people every single month that would want to do the business alongside of me, even if they only want to make a couple of $100 or $1,000 a month in the business, you can build a really healthy and sustainable business if you're willing to just link arms with other people. And it's more fun when you do it with other people too. And I think so often people are afraid, I can't handle more customers, or I can't handle more team members. And for me, the only reason I scaled my business to the size that it was is because I actually had a systematic approach to the way that I did it too, right? So it was very intentional of, I'm bringing new team members in at a certain point in the month. I follow a marketing calendar. I talk about my products for 2 weeks out of the month. I talk about the opportunity for 2 weeks out of the month. And then I start a new mentorship class where I'm working one-on-one with new people that I'm bringing in. And I created this sort of marketing flow that allowed me to really make it more systematic, which allowed me to scale. Or for you, it could just make it easier so it doesn't feel so overwhelming. So if you want to go to the next level, it's all about just looking at it through a different lens and really saying, like, how can I systematically approach this to make it more exciting, more enjoyable, more doable for me where I'm at?
Mm-hmm. I know you have a program coming up, and I mean, I'm excited about it, Rockstar Recruitment, because I know even in my own network marketing business, one of the things that I am not good at is recruiting. And you said it literally perfect. It was because, like, I don't have time to recruit mm-hmm. all these people. I don't have time to train these people. I'm running a great coaching business, and it's like, I don't have time. I just want to plug them into a system. And for where I'm at, we don't necessarily have the right system. So I'm like, it's too much work. But it sounds like you have a system that you have kind of like nailed, kind of figured out. Does it work for all network marketing companies, or is it exclusive for your company?
It works for all network marketing companies.
Imagine that.
So I obviously
recruit you guys to other companies on this podcast.
So I obviously tested it on myself and I implemented it, and then I taught it to my downline. And then about 5 years ago, I started a company, Chic Influencer, with my business partner, Katie, who's also in our mastermind together. Yeah. And I took everything that I was living through what is now the Rockstar Recruitment course, and I put it into a course, and I piloted it on a group of network marketers, and they gave me some great feedback, and it's become our number one best-selling course that we have. And every single person, regardless of the company that they are a part of, comes in and is like, this I needed this, right? Mm-hmm. Most people don't have any training when it comes to how to actually attract, enroll, you know, what is the way that how to present a business opportunity or even have a video that they can share? What does that conversation flow look like? What does your social media content? So I really give it all to you from start, like identifying who your ideal team member is, all the way to at the very end, I walk you through my onboarding process for the first 30 days. Of getting, and we could say new distributor in there. So new team member, new ambassador, whatever you call it, consultant. We walk you through that first 30 days of onboarding. So the course really is complete everything you need to build a team.
I love it. So for all of you guys who are listening to this podcast right now, who you are like banging your head against a wall, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to create people. Maybe you're just getting customers. Like, I would absolutely throw my name on this course. And I knew it was like really what you guys needed to hear, because you guys know I don't teach team building at all. I can teach you guys how to sell shampoo and lipstick and drinks and all those things. But when it comes to building a team, it's a different animal. And I've said this from the very beginning, like, I am not here to help people build teams in their network marketing business. I'm just here to help you sell products. So if you're struggling to build a team, this is absolutely where I want to refer you guys over to and who I want to literally like pass you on to that. So Melanie, how can they get started? Where is it at? When did it start? Tell us all the things.
All right. So the Rockstar Recruitment course officially opens for enrollment on April the 10th. So you will be able to purchase that. I'll give you a link. You can drop that in the show notes if you want to, and we'll give you, your listeners, all a discount for actually using your link. So we'll do that. So, and then it's going to kick off. I'm actually teaching this round live. So obviously a course, you have lifetime access to all of the lessons, but I'm actually teaching it live this round. So we'll start it the week of April 22nd. It'll actually kick off. It'll run for 8 weeks. Obviously, if you're not on live, it's not a big deal. It's a course. Everything's going into your portal, but I'm just updating some resources. I'm adding some new bells and whistles to it, just some updated things that previous students have asked for. So we'll be kicking that off the week of April 22nd.
Amazing. You guys, literally head over there if you are in the network marketing space, or honestly, if you've been thinking about joining network marketing and you've been looking for a company or a team or something to do, because we all know the coaching industry can be a revenue roller coaster, right? It can sometimes like not feel the best. And sometimes we want to have that additional income stream coming in. And I believe that everyone, regardless of the company that you're in, should have some sort of network marketing business or leg in your portfolio at all times. Because again, like, we never know when something is going to happen, but things will happen and you want to have it in there. I know even like in my business, my network marketing company pays for my car and it pays for my apartment. Well, my used to be my mortgage. And it was like, if nothing else, that those two things are covered. So it's like just making sure you guys are protecting yourself. And I think it's important.
Yeah, I love that so much. I never thought about it that way. It is. It's such an incredible opportunity. I will say, network marketing teaches you the skills that you need to actually build a business. I look at everything I learned from sales to marketing to leadership to, you know, all of that, to motivating people, to customer service, all of that I've been able to take into what I do now as Chic Influencer and any of the other business ventures that I've gone down. It is just such great, solid foundations for future opportunities.
Yeah. And you're still in the network marketing space.
I am. Yes. I still have a team. I still support them. I still support my customers as well. I do. And I love them. I think they're amazing. I've made some of my absolute lifelong friends through the business as well, which has been really cool.
I think that's important, because I do think that a lot of people are in the network marketing space and then they see the flashy lights of coaching and then they move over to coaching and then they actually lose a pulse of what's happening in the network marketing space. So I love the fact that you are coaching, but you also still have your hands in network marketing. So you know what's happening in the industry. It's not like, oh, I was with this company 5 years ago and now I'm a coach. It's like, you still know what's happening in today's industry, the market, the economy, all those things. So I love that.
For sure. Well, thank you. Yes. It's been fun. I love it.
Awesome. Melanie, thank you so much for being on the show, my friend. I'm so grateful that I get to, you know, spend the next year with you in the mastermind, and I will send everybody over to the course.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show, and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales, because the reality is, sales is the foundation of everything you do.
It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.